Welcome to today's episode of Immigrant Interviews. My name's Kaylee, and today I'm going to be sharing the story of Liz Collins, who immigrated to the United States from Ireland. So, I know Liz because I babysit her daughter Vivian, and I obviously knew that she was from Ireland, but I wasn't exactly sure from where. So, I asked her about it, and she told me,
yeah, so I'm from the south of Dublin, so that's like the major city. But I live in a suburb, so it'd be kind of the way Chicago is kind of divided into, and the north side is kind of a bit more affluent and safe, and the south side is a bit rougher.
Yeah.
So Dublin's the exact same, except the other way around. So the south side is the nice side, and then. So I basically came from like the Vernon Hills of Dublin.
Hearing Liz say that she moved from a suburb of Dublin that was very similar to Vernon Hills and eventually ended up in Vernon Hills was really cool. And I think it gave me a good sense of that there are places that even though they're very culturally different, they still have the same environment and the same feel in tons of places across the world. Obviously, Liz did not move straight to Vernon Hills. She actually came over on a student summer school visa, and she originally came to California.
So, between my junior and senior year, I came for the summer on what's known as a J-1 visa, which is like just summer student, and I worked at a Jamba Juice.
So after Liz's student summer school visa had expired, she really liked things in the United States, and she decided to finish out college and attend grad school here in America. She actually ended up going to Notre Dame, and in her time in Indiana, she met her current husband, Nick. So Liz's student visa while she was attending grad school allowed her to stay here for 4 years to complete her degree. But when she ended up taking 5 years to finish her degree, she obviously needed to get an extended visa. And in order to do that, it would have cost her a lot of time and money that she wanted to save. And since Liz and Nick were still dating, they decided to get married.
But that we knew we were going to get married. And so we'd be paying for the green card by marriage visa. So we were like, well, what's the point in paying for H1 and then a couple of years later paying for the marriage one? If we just get married now, we'll just pay for that. So Nick always likes to tell people that I remarried him for a green card.
Right off the bat, Liz was not given her green card, and she was given a temporary green card, which gave the same coverage and the same principles of a normal green card. Only she had to prove that her marriage was real in order to get her actual green card. So for the next 2 years, her and Nick had to prove that they were actually in love and married and staying together. And she told me all about how she had to send in pictures and like ticket stubs of them going to the movies or airplane tickets, just simple things like that to prove that it was a real marriage. And in these 2 years, they had their daughter Vivian. And so she sent in Vivian's birth certificate to, you know, give more proof of their marriage. And when she sent that birth certificate in, she was mailed back her permanent green card. Liz was living here in the United States off of her green card for quite some time before she decided to apply for citizenship. And as many of us know, there is a citizenship test that many believe to be very difficult. But Liz actually said otherwise.
When Trump got elected, that kind of motivated us to get me my citizenship. So I did that. That was really easy. Like the questions at the exam were like comically easy. Like I personally think it should be a little harder. But
now, of course, the test is different for everybody who's trying to get their citizenship. But Liz's opinion really stood out to me. Because I did an activity in class with my group where we had to answer a few questions that could possibly be on the citizenship test, and my group struggled on a few of them for quite a bit of time. These are things that we've all been learning as Americans for as long as we can remember through different like years of school. And I still couldn't remember the answers to some of these questions. So I personally think it would be really hard for me to pass this test. So Liz's opinion on how easy it was for her really stood out for me. At the end of the day, I think hearing from these immigrants is very important because each story is different, and I think it's important that these stories are heard. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode, and I'll see you next time.